Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with the team from Morningstar Hospice. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep, I'm here with Jody, Wendy, and Bree. I guess the first question for you guys is, what is Morningstar?
Morningstar is a new hospice company in Kosciuszko County, located here in Warsaw, and we also serve surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sets Morningstar apart?
The biggest things that set us apart are the fact that we try to get at least 5 aid visits in per week for our patients, as long as it's appropriate. And we always try to maintain consistent communication with our providers and the families and the patients that we serve. We have leaders with over 50 years of long-term care experience. Our goal for the community is to fill in the gaps and be a resource for them and to really become one with the community.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about your background? Jody, you want to start?
Sure. I've been a nurse for 16 years and a half. 15 of that it was in long-term care. I've dabbled in pretty much everything in long-term care, quality, wounds, skilled care, dementia care, you name it. I've kind of done it in long-term care, and I think that that brings a unique piece when it comes to being able to educate families and find that spot for our patients to be comfortable with adding in that skilled assessment that we can do, and that way we can help monitor and treat symptoms to keep that comfort level where it needs to be for our patients.
Mm-hmm. Sure. How about you, Bree?
Yeah, so I've been in in healthcare for 17 years. I started out as a CNA and kind of just worked my way through the different positions as a CNA, LPN, RN, and then into leadership. And my goal is really to just make that difference that I know is possible and really do the right thing at the right time for our patients and families.
Mm-hmm. I've known Wendy. I've known you for a few years now. Tell us what your role is at Morningstar.
Sure, Scott. So honored. Goodness, it's been under 30 weeks, I guess, now in this new position as a community liaison marketing director. I'm the local kid. have grown up in Kosciuszko County, North Webster, for that all of my life. Mm-hmm. My uniqueness to that I bring to the table, I guess, is kind of being the family member who's seen it from the other side. Mm. So my dad had a 22-year journey with Parkinson's, 1 week with hospice care, and then my mom during the height of COVID, a 5.5-year journey with Alzheimer's, 6.5 months of hospice care. So when this came to the table as a potential for me, I felt really compelled to be able to share that part of the mm-hmm. story. Mm-hmm. What I love that I'm seeing as a business owner myself with Morningstar is just kind of what Bree said that sets them apart. Mm-hmm. That communication, that person-centered care, mm-hmm. Being small, just seeing the love that they all have for what they do. Mm-hmm. And I think that is just a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to be a part in that way and excited to see what's in store for Morningstar in this community and the surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the valuable service that you guys provide. Now, you talked about you accept Medicare.
We do.
And you said there's also charitable care. What is charitable care?
So we don't ever turn a patient away just based off of their insurance. We do everything that we can in order to provide the care that's necessary. Hospice was actually founded on volunteer work. So charitable care is something that we hold near and dear to our hearts. And as long as we have all of the resources and we can do it safely, by all means, we'll try to do that. So.
If someone's in need of hospice care, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way to reach you guys?
So our phone number is 574-377-5863. You can reach out to us via telephone, or if you want to send an email, you can send it to Bree, B-R-E-A, period, Williams, at morningstarhospice.com.
And you have regular office hours here, or are you always out and about with your patients?
We do have office hours. We're available 24/7, though. So the best way to reach us would be via telephone, and we can set up a time to meet. Maybe we can come to you if that works out better.
Well, again, I can't thank you enough for providing the valuable services that you guys provide and bringing all of your experience here to Kosciuszko County. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today we're going to tell the story of how Miller's Health Systems is impacting our community. I'm here today with Brad Harris. Brad Harris is the CEO of Miller's Home Health Care Solutions. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Scott, for inviting me to the program.
Well, Brad, this is kind of odd interviewing in a professional way because we've known each other for so long, but I appreciate all you do and all Miller's does. But just in case people don't know the history of Miller's, give us a little synopsis, a little history of Miller's and how you've been involved and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Scott, it started for me back in 1987. It's my first job out of college. This company called Miller's Merry Manor, I thought, wow, this is interesting. So done a little research. Scott, we're getting ready to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
60 years.
Yeah, the Miller family started in 1964, and 60 years later, we're still going strong. It became an employee-owned company. I've had 9 different jobs, 4 different career changes, and it's so unique to be able to do that in the same company. And I'm not the only one that's done that. Our CEO has had several positions. He's been with the company 40 years. Then we got Krista Licky, who's the head of our QA, has been 40 plus years. We even have a nurse down at our Miller's building. It's 50 years.
That says it all about how you treat your employees and how everything is done at Miller's.
Yeah. Probably the thing that really makes me excited about our company, the Miller family and Pat's leadership and senior leadership's mission is when you live in that community, you have an obligation to give back to the community. So I've been in Warsaw since 1994, and that's when you coached my oldest boy. You won 2 championships.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, I want to rub that into those that we beat. But
we should have won the 3rd.
Yeah, exactly. So 94, I look about it, we do so much charity work. We've given over $1 million throughout the state to a lot of rural communities. We've done a lot of charities for the YMCA, Ivy Tech, and Scott, believe it or not, we donated property to Eisenhower.
Oh my goodness.
Years ago. Volunteers, we do a lot of volunteer work. We're on numerous boards. I know our CEO is on the K-21. I've been on various boards, but I'm just proud that our employees love doing that. It's not a forced issue. We don't pay them for their time. They volunteer their time.
Well, speaking of which, we're sitting here right now at Warsaw Community Church. You're a volunteer for the Global Leadership Summit.
Yeah, we've been doing that. I think it's been, 8 or 10 years? And we reach 80,000 people doing this program. And just seeing the members of our community coming in, it's like a family reunion.
Yeah.
I may not see them for a year. It might have been last year at this and hugging. And it just shows you this community makes a difference. We touch so many lives, each one of us. We have an opportunity throughout anyone's journey. We're there for them.
And you guys are, people might think you're just local, but you're throughout the whole state.
Yeah, we touch all the way down. At one point, Evansville, all the way to Lake County, all the way to Fort Wayne. We have 20-plus nursing homes and assisted living. We own our own therapy company. And then 10 years ago, we purchased our home health division. And we thought, gosh, we have these patients in our facility, and Scott, when I started in 1987, the average length of stay of a patient in our facility was 2.3 years.
2.3
years. And that was their last day before they went on to see the Lord.
Right.
So now I fast forward it. You go 60 years forward. What do you think the average length of stay in our facility is?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Maybe a year?
Scott says a year. The average length of a stay of a patient in our facility is anywhere between 16 and 20 days.
You've cut it down from 2.5 years, really the end of their life, to what?
To 16 to 20 days. 90% of our admissions are people that need rehab services. So we bring them in. We have a great therapy company called TheraCare. They treat the patients, and then within less than 3 weeks, we send them home.
Oh, my goodness.
So the thing that we thought is, okay, we send them home, but what happens when patients go home? Their family members are working.
Right.
And the odds of them not healing 100% and going back to the hospital was pretty high.
Right.
So our senior leadership got together and said, what can we do to touch these patients when they go home to make their life better, get them back to their prior level of function so they can continue to touch lives in the community?
Right.
So we put together a home health division. And our home health division does a lot of things. So what's powerful about home health is that it enhances comfort at home. Mm-hmm. So, Scott, you and I are not too far away.
I'm eyeballing my room already.
We're active. You think the seven-year-olds, eight, we're still active, but things do happen. So we bring them in our facility. We give them good care. And when we send them home, we can follow them home. Our same therapist in our facility, they develop a good relationship, go home and touch them. And we enhance comfort. I'd rather be taken care of home in a different setting.
Sure.
It promotes independence.
Sure.
We teach them to take care of themselves so in the near future, they're able to do things on their own. Mm-hmm. It's personal. So your plan's personal, mine is, but we develop a personal care plan. It reduced hospitalizations. They've had a tough journey. They probably went to a hospital, went to the facility, and they go home. Well, if we don't do a good job with that, they're going to land back in the hospital. Nobody wants to go. Oh. And nothing wrong. We got great hospitals here, but nobody wants to go.
No, and so many times, that's just a continuous cycle.
Yeah. They say the average patient, 50% of patients that land in the healthcare will land it back into it within a year. But if we can do things to prevent that in a longer span there, that's our goal. Faster recovery. Mm-hmm. Because insurance cuts times of stay, get home in 3 weeks. Well, they really need another 60 days. Mm-hmm. So our home health services can go in for 60 days, continue what they got in our facility to make sure they have a faster recovery. And what's amazing, Scott, somebody says, how much does this cost?
Right.
Medicare and most all other insurance pay 100% of this.
100%?
100% of it, up to 60 days and sometimes beyond 60 days.
Wow. How do people get involved? How do people find out more about your programs?
We have a website you can go to. We got Miller's Health Systems. I think everybody knows our local community. We've got Allie Simpson is one of the best we have. Contact her. She can direct you. We have Villas. Mm-hmm. We have independent living.
I was just going to mention that, yeah.
And we have 16 independents. We're getting ready to expand that. We have assisted living. We have rehab center. And we do have a long-term care portion. And then we even have a memory care. As you know, dementia and Alzheimer's is a big challenge. We have to make sure we take care of our loved ones. So we have that along with our home health division.
So what's your current position?
Well, I was asked by the board of directors this spring. Our CEO of home health care division was moving out of state to go back with his family. And they asked me to step in as the CEO of that position. And I was honored. Mm-hmm. And I took that position. And what was exciting, the group of senior leaders down there at that company is a mirror image of what we have here, the longevity. We have over 100 plus years combined home health leadership down there, all the way from ADON, DON, human resources, our intake manager, our therapy lead. They're just awesome. And it's nice taking a group of people, sitting down, developing programs to touch lives of our patients. As you know, healthcare is a constant evolving challenges. Mm-hmm. Nothing's the same every day, but I have so much confidence in them to help us move forward. It just makes waking up every morning exciting.
Well, and having someone with 40 years of experience at the helm, that's huge.
Well, Scott, what I always laugh about, we got to figure healthcare out the best we can, because soon or later, you and I are going to need it. I want a smooth transition.
Yeah, work on that, Brad. Yeah. I'm almost there.
So, 60 years, it's just a great honor. I mean, how many companies been around 60 years?
Right. And not only that, but with, like you said, you've been very philanthropic in the community. So with the millions of dollars that you've donated, you sponsor everything under the sun. I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome. And we continue. I think the future's bright. We're going to continue to do that.
Thank you for keeping this in our community.
You're welcome, Scott.
And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.